What motivates scientists and inventors? NPR's Joe Palca has been exploring the power of the creative brain, and today, as part of his series Joe's Big Idea, he has the story of a college student and entrepreneur. His online program uses hip-hop to teach vocabulary to teens.
The program is called Rhymes with Reason, and it's the invention of Austin Martin. Martin is a junior at Brown University. He's invited me to go with him to a class at Community Preparatory School in Providence where he's testing the software.
So guys, how you guys doing?
Good!
Cool. So today we're going to get into another lesson with Rhymes with Reason.
Martin has attached his laptop to a projector so the class can see what he's doing.
I think we might jump around a little bit just to get some fun words in there.
Martin decides to start out with the word distorting. He calls up a web page with a music clip. He clicks the link.
Good, to my heart I do it. Huge, your attitude just blew it. So rude that your mentality's distorting your reality. Actually, the more you speak, make me think where I'd rather be.
Okay, so in this example, when they say, so rude that your mentality's distorting this reality, what do you think it means?
Most of the kids seem to get it means altering or changing. Then he asks the class to use the word in context, but not in a simple sentence like we used to do, but in a rap lyric. And this is where things get interesting. In a few minutes, hands start to shoot up.
You're always distorting my brain, making me insane. The way you cross your arms and give me attitude, why don't you go somewhere and don't be rude?
March 31st, I went to court, but my opponent started to distort what I was saying. In fact, they started fraying.
People think that I'm no good, but their views are distorted. I'm the best, they're wrong, is what I retorted. Their minds are warped, they're not in their right mind, because smart people know I'm the best that people can find.
That was Tiffany Pichardo, Micah Walker, and Grace Jordan. Eddie Moye is the regular teacher in this 8th grade class. He says the kids took to Rhymes with Reason right away.
And they were saying, oh, this is so much fun, this is so much fun. And they were saying, well, not to diss you, Mr. Moye, but we like what Austin's doing with us. And I said, I don't have a problem with that.
Although Rhymes with Reason inventor Austin Martin is now in an Ivy League college, there was a time when he struggled in school. He did excel in two subjects, hip-hop and basketball. He says he could tell you every last fact about every rapper, every NBA player.
My favorite NBA player was Allen Iverson. I could tell you what points per game average he had in 2004.
It was 30.7, in case you're interested. Anyway, Martin figured he'd take that kind of passion and use it to good advantage.
I wanted to find a way to finally make it so the intellectual engagement in hip-hop was rewarded in academic setting.
He's hoping Rhymes with Reason will do the trick.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The class has moved on from distorting to other words. The students try making lyrics with meticulous.
When I spit my bars, people think I'm meticulous. It comes naturally. Okay, I lie. It's ridiculous.
Or you know, complex.
Rapping is complex. For example, all I can think to rhyme with complex is the word rex.
Or domain.
I am sick of people coming at my domain. I'm from Pawtucket. Yeah, I'm repping the name. Best city in Rhode Island. It puts the rest to shame. Better keep up because I'm in the fast lane.
The kids seem reluctant to stop when the period is over.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please collect Chromebooks, put them back in the Chromebook locker, please.
After we leave the school, I asked Martin whether he thought the session went well. He said yes, particularly the way kids responded to each other's lyrics.
Seeing them, like, everyone say ooh and ah when they come up with a good rhyme, it's really good to have validation in the classroom for something that you generated from your mind.
Martin says Rhymes with Reason is still very much in the testing phase. It's only being used in a handful of classes, and he's not got reliable data yet showing it actually improves test scores. But if the kids in Eddie Moye's 8th grade class are anything to go by, it looks like Austin Martin is onto something. Joe Palca, NPR News.